Hi, Daddy. What are you doing in my room? You wanted to check up on me? That's so sweet. Yeah, I'm okay, Daddy, I promise. I'm just really tired from the drive here, you know? Yeah, sorry if I seemed cranky earlier. Oh crap. Sorry. Yeah, I usually sleep naked when I'm at my apartment. Sorry you got to see that. Well, I don't know. I guess it's just kind of awkward. For you, I mean. You know, walking into your daughter's bedroom to wish her good night, only to be greeted by my ass on full display. Dad! Oh my god! So, Mom used to sleep naked too, huh? Honestly, an upgrade from that tacky nightgown of hers. Dad, gross. She's like 100. Hmm? What do you want to talk about, Daddy? I missed you too. I wish I could come home more often, but, you know, college has kept me super busy. Why do you want me to give you my hand? You just want to hold me? Oh, Daddy, you missed me that much? Okay, so recently I've been volunteering again, which is exciting because I've always wanted to do that, and Dad, you know my hand is right up against your... Actually, no, never mind. So, like I said, I've been volunteering, and, so there's this guy who's, like, in charge of our group. Kind of like an overseer to make sure we do everything right. He's kind of, different, I guess. He's very handsome, and, I had a dream about him. Daddy! I can't tell you what kind of dream. Yeah, kind of a bad dream in a way, but also a good dream. A very good dream. Wait, what? And, like, the dream wasn't about Mom? No, I'm not grossed out. I guess I wasn't expecting you to, like, I know that you, but like, Daddy, maybe I should just go back to sleep. I don't know. Of course I'm curious. Oh, come on. You know I've always been nosy. I can't help it. Yeah, just like you. Okay. But you gotta tell me about your dream first. Bit by bit. Okay, whatever. Fine. Dad, I'm not gonna get in your lap. I'm an adult. But fine. I'm still naked though, are you sure? Okay, fine. Yeah, I don't mind. I was just asking for your sake of, you know, like, not having to stare at your daughter's tits as I'm telling you the story. Dad, you can't say that. Because I'm your daughter? No, it's not that I mind. It's just I'm your daughter. I don't know. It just feels like that's not something we should be talking about. Yeah, I guess. Is this okay? Can I just hold onto your shoulder so I don't fall or something? All the way. I'm not hovering. No. I'm not scared of you. Never. I love you, Daddy. I'm just nervous. I don't want to do, something bad. Yeah, I run hot. Sorry. And I'm also a bit flustered, which I'm sure doesn't help. Well, It's not every day that I am straddling my dad fully naked while he's only wearing some flimsy pajama shorts and a t-shirt. Because I can feel that there's no underwear down there when I'm sitting this close. You know what? Never mind. Just tell me about your dream, Daddy. Ooh, wait, seriously? A college girl, huh? What did she look like? Oh, come on. You gotta give me more than that. Of course not. I mean, that's a pretty normal fantasy, I feel like. You know, having some bubbly young college slut pouncing on your dick is hardly like a shocking fantasy or anything, especially not compared to my dream. Only if you tell me a little bit more. Were you picturing yourself as like back when you were my age? I bet you had lots of girls crushing on you. What? You can make comments about my fat perky tits, but I can't call you handsome. Stop being such a hypocrite, Dad. You look great. Oh, okay. So, how would a grown man like you stumble upon some cute college girl pussy, Or did your dream logic not go that far? You were visiting me at college and sneaking off to fuck some bimbo? Daddy, I'm your princess. You're supposed to only care about me. So, how did you get her to, you know? Really? You're not gonna tell me? Not even if I say please. Fine. I guess that's fair. So, for context, this guy I was talking about being a bit different. Well, it's not so much different as it is. I don't know how to say it, Daddy. I know, I'm not usually very shy, but being naked in my daddy's lap is making me a little shy. I don't know. Well, he's a professor, Daddy. And not just that, he's like a little bit older. No. Older. Like your age. Well, I told you mine was gonna be bad. No, Daddy, you're trying to skip ahead. I gotta give you the full context. So he just this cunt like you do, and he's really good at his job, and shouldn't it be your turn now? I've already shared a lot. Okay, so there's like a rumor that he has a really fat cock. No, Dad, he's not fat. Fat means like big. Well, apparently a sex tape between him and his wife got leaked a couple of years ago, so... Yeah, well, it's always the people you least expect that have a tape. Did I watch it? Maybe I'll tell you if you tell me more about your dream. No, I want to know more. Details and stuff. Because I'm telling you details too. It's gotta be mutual or else I'll stop. Good. Wait, Dad, my arms are getting tired. Could you just hold me instead? Yeah, just here, grab me by the hips. You'll have the most leverage there. Yeah, my skin's pretty soft, right, Daddy? So, this college girl you were fucking, instead of visiting me for some quality daddy-daughter time, did you fuck her kind of like this? With her bouncing in your lap, getting to see those perfectly perky 20-something-year-old college girl tits bounce in your face? Doggy, you've got good taste. Okay, so you were holding onto her hips, right? Kind of feeling the way you feel right now. Your strong hands digging into the soft skin of some slut in her 20s. With your cock balls deep into that impossibly tight young college cunt of hers. God, it must have felt so good. Right, Daddy? What did she look like? just one little detail. Come on. Keeping secrets is very bad for you, Dad. You taught me the value of honesty and being open about your feelings, so don't be a hypocrite. Okay, tell you what. I'll tell you my favorite thing about Doggy, and you tell me a single feature of your fantasy college slut. Oh, me first. Okay. My favorite thing about Doggy is knowing that guys can see my teeny tiny tight little college girl asshole. I love making it wink and squeeze and clench and just generally being a fucking slut for guys that love ass. What's even better is when they take their finger and rub my tight little asshole or even let it slip in. I just turn into such a filthy, nasty, disgusting little slut for anyone who plays with my little asshole. Daddy, I can't help it. Yeah, your daughter is a cute little college butt slut. Are you proud of me, Daddy? Yeah, Daddy, they rub it just like that. I love it when they stick it in and take it out and make it gape. Feeling the cold air on my asshole makes my pussy tingle. I just love being stretched out, Daddy. I just get so dumb and cock drunk. Fucking me when you've put a thumb in my butt is basically like taking advantage of me. No. Daddy, your thumb is in my butt. It's really big. Daddy, look down. Your pants are leaking something. Did I do that, Daddy? I swear it was an accident. I didn't mean to. I just can't help it. Maybe it's best to not have the pants on. Maybe that's the problem. No, I'm sure it is, Daddy. I'm sure. I know these things. Oh, there you go. Oh my god. Look, Daddy. Look how far it reaches. Daddy, look! Look, when I press it up against my tummy, it goes past my belly button. Could you imagine how deep inside of me that is, Daddy? Seriously, Daddy, picture it. I bet you can't. I bet it's impossible to picture you being that deep inside your precious princess daughter's tiny pussy. I don't even think I have that much space inside of me, Daddy. I just felt it throb against my tummy when I said that. I'll keep holding it against me like this, so we don't do anything bad, okay? We're just talking. Will you tell me more about those dreams of yours now? You told me you were gonna. Okay, but before you say it, though, take your thumb out of my butt, Daddy. I want to suck it. You heard me. Oh. Tell me all about her while I taste my pretty little college girl asshole smeared all over my dad's big fingers. So kind of like me. Kind of like me. I have brown eyes too, Daddy. Stop looking down at my stomach and your big cock. Look into my eyes. See? Did she look at you like this when you fucked her? The mix of panic, thrill, confusion, and insane amount of lust that can never be matched by anything other than a tight, pretty young girl getting her holes fucking ruined by an older man with a fat cock and no regard for her well-being. You know, with a cock like this, you probably know the feeling of when a girl is so tight, you feel like you've bottomed out, even though half of your cock is still outside of her. And no matter how hard you try, you can't gently work that last bit of big, meaty, throbbing cock into her little cunt. Isn't it just the best thing ever to give into raw, primal male instinct and just ram it into her anyways, permanently breaking her poor little mind with the overwhelming feelings of pain and pleasure? Tell me which hole you fucked her in, Daddy. Tell me. I need to know. But Daddy, I want to know now. Fine. Well, I know I said there was more to the dream, and well, I was dreaming that he was fucking me, Daddy. I was dreaming that my much, much older professor had his fat, massive cock rammed up my teeny, tiny pussy, even though we both knew it wouldn't fit. Is that bad, Daddy? Is it bad for me to have dreams like that? Dreams of getting stretched wide open by an older man's big cock. But what if I want it? What if I really, really, really want it? What if I need it? You always told me I should go after what I wanted in life. Daddy, what if I want to get ass raped by an older man until my legs give out and I squirt all over his wife's bed sheets? Daddy, what if I told you that I threatened the professor and said that I was gonna tell everyone on campus he raped me, unless he let me call him my daddy's name in bed while he fucked my perfect little pussy? Daddy, what if I went to bed naked every night, hoping, praying, that my daddy would come in late at night to brutally gang rape his precious angel awake, along with his friend, coming inside me and all over me as I cried and begged them to stop? Those kind of dreams are bad, right, Daddy? I mean, it's not like I'm made for sex, right? Surely you didn't make a sex tape of you fucking mommy and talking about breeding her just so you can have more sluts to fuck? It's not like my whole purpose on this earth is to become a little cock-addicted rape doll for my own father. And even if it was, I wouldn't be happy about finding that out when I snooped through you and mom's stuff 2 years ago. What kind of fucked up, sick, perverted daughter would I be if I was the kind of girl to be filled with glee at the thought of the thousands of filthy, wet, disgusting, nasty, sloppy daddy-daughter incest dreams I've been having for so long, being shared by my own sweet, sweet, innocent mom and dad? Right? Oh? Why face down, ass up, Daddy? I thought we were just swapping stories. What are you gonna do to me? Oh, my daddy's so strong. Oh my gosh. Dad, you can't do this. You can't fuck your daughter. It's wrong. You'll tell me the end of your dream? Okay. Maybe just the tip, then? Daddy, I said just the tip. But it's so big. Oh, my little pussy's already so full. How is that possible? Dad, I'm not made for cock this big. It doesn't fit. Oh, Yes, Daddy. I'll try to relax my pussy. Maybe you should finish your story to distract me. Her name? Wait, so the girl you were picturing in your dream, the girl you were fucking in doggy in my dorm room, in my bed, was someone I know? What's her name, Daddy? Yes, please. Daddy, I don't know if I can take more. I'm already so full. It won't fit. No, I want to know. Okay, Daddy. You can go deeper. Just tell me the name. Daddy. That's... Oh, Dad, that's my name. Daddy, that's my name. You can't dream of fucking your daughter in the dorms where everyone can hear. Can hear me being a little incest slut. Daddy, you're too deep. You're too deep in your daughter's pussy. Daddy, this is so wrong. No, it can't go any further. I'm full. Daddy, if you push it in further, that's rape, Daddy. Dad, are you really gonna rape your daughter's tiny little sopping wet 20-something-year-old cunt with your giant daddy cock? Oh, are you gonna rape an incest baby into your precious daughter's little womb? Oh, fuck. Yes. Daddy. 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 Oh, you're hurting me. You're hurting your daughter because you're raping her too hard, Daddy. You're so fucked up. Oh, Daddy. But what if all the girls from the dorm building hear me getting my pussy stretched by my big, strong dad? Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck your little incest toy. Break my pussy. Oh, it hurts so good. I love it when my daddy rapes me. Think about it, Daddy. I'm made for you. I'm literally made for you. Other girls just say that, but I really, really am, Daddy. I'm your special girl. I'm your special toy. Oh, designed just the way you like it. You made me, Daddy. So you own me. Yes, Daddy. Keep forcing it into your daughter's cunt. Keep forcing your big fat incest cock into your daughter's tiny, tight pussy. Daddy, my pussy's too small for your big cock. It hurts. You're raping me. I'm finally getting raped by my dad. Oh, you're such a good father for making me experience this. I bet mommy would be so proud of me. Grab my hips, Daddy, and grab your daughter's hips so you can pile drive into her tight young cunt. I love my daddy. I love the way he fucks my pussy with his thick cock. Does my pussy feel like mommy's when she was younger, Daddy? Yes, Daddy. Yes. Hit your fucking daughter. God, you're so depraved. You're just rutting into me like you're a fucking animal. Oh, I love it. Oh, Dad, you're not wearing a condom, are you? What if you knock me up? Yeah, I want my daddy to put a baby in my belly. Please, Daddy. I want the cum that made me to be sloshing around in my little womb, Dad. Can you please do that for your precious little princess? Oh, come inside me, Daddy. Dad. Oh, Dad. Not my butt. I'm so full of your cock. Oh, your cock is so big and your daughter's fucking guts. I can feel you kissing my womb. You're gonna pump your daughter full of thick, fertile incest cum while you have a thumb up her butt. Dad. Oh, Dad, I think I'm gonna squirt. You can't make your daughter come from raw, degrading, incestuous rape. That's so wrong, Dad. Please, Daddy. I trusted you. And now you're raping me. Oh, you're raping your precious daughter. Your angel. Your princess. Daddy. Daddy, I love you. I love... I love your big, fat, rapist, incest cock. And my little college girl guts. I love it when you say my name as you fuck me. I love it when you moan, don't tell mommy. I love being yours, your secret rape doll. Daddy, Daddy, I'm gonna squirt. Daddy, you're gonna make your daughter squirt from raw, sloppy, messy incest sex, Dad. Daddy, I'm coming. Oh, your daughter's coming on your cock. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Dad. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck my little pussy. Dad. Daddy. 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 Stop. Stop. Daddy. Your daughter's sensitive. No, 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 don't rape me hard. It hurts. You know something for the pain? Okay, I trust you, Daddy. Daddy, I can taste my little college girl asshole. You're so deep, Daddy. If you come, you're gonna get me pregnant for real. Dad, you're gonna impregnate your daughter as she sucks her tight young asshole juices off your finger. Dad, you're gonna rape a baby into my little womb. That's incest. Daddy, that's incest. Isn't incest bad? Daddy, what would mommy think? Would she be proud of you raping an incest baby into your precious little angel daughter with your giant cock? She would. Mommy wants to fuck me too. Oh my god. Daddy, that makes me so happy. Please, please fill my womb with your thick, messy, incest cum, Daddy. I want you to rape your daughter's tiny little pussy every day until I get pregnant. No matter how much it hurts for me, I need this, Daddy. Promise me, Daddy. Promise to keep raping me until you get your daughter pregnant. Shove it all the way in, Daddy. Make it hurt. I want want my first daddy-daughter cream pie to be forced really, really, really deep. Dad. Dad. Your cock is pulsing so deep in your daughter's tiny little princess pussy. You're gonna get me pregnant. No. Don't pull out yet. Get every last drop out. I want to make sure this is how I get impregnated. I can't wait to carry my daddy's baby. Can I get a kiss, Daddy? It's the least you could do, considering you just raped your daughter's whole future away from her. When I get pregnant, I'd probably have to drop out and become a full-time incest rape toy. Oh, there's those last few throbs. There we go. You'll still take care of me after you rape a baby into my belly, right, Dad? Promise me, Daddy. Promise me you'll take care of me like you took care of Mommy when you filled her womb up with me. Your lips taste so good. You're kissing me so gently and sweetly. I have the sweetest daddy in the whole world. Fuck. Daddy. I gotta keep my butt in the air. Or it's just gonna start leaking out. I'm so tight, but you came so much. Not even my ultra-tight college daughter cunt can keep it all in. I love the way it still does a little jump when I say daughter, even though you just came. You're such a naughty, nasty daddy. Dad, could you take a picture, please, of my daddy-daughter incest rape cream pie, of course. I want to show my girlfriends when they ask what I did over the weekend. And I really want to show Mommy what her sweet, gentle husband did to her precious angel daughter.